Starring Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Ever so pleasant, sometimes things happen at home and, well, the first thing you know, you've got a nagging headache. Now, the next time this happens and you find yourself getting one of those annoying, disposition-ruining headaches, fix yourself a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. Say, right off, you'll be pleased at the way Alka-Seltzer can bring prompt, soothing relief to your aching head. And honestly, friends, Alka-Seltzer can relieve the discomfort of so many common ailments, such as colds, acid indigestion, muscular fatigue. You won't want to be without it. But don't wait till you need Alka-Seltzer. Before the emergency occurs, get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. In fact, be wise and get two packages instead of one. Then, when you need Alka-Seltzer most, you'll have plenty on hand. Ask for the economical large size. And when you say, make mine Alka-Seltzer, ask for the extra package. When you need it, there you are. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner at the county courthouse getting ready to enter the courtroom for the continuance of their trial.
You know, Lum, I sort of hate to go in that courtroom again this morning.
Why?
Why, somehow or other, I just don't believe that judge in there much likes us, Lum.
No, I've noticed that, too. I don't believe he's feeling well. I think that's his trouble.
Yeah, doggies ought to give him an Alka-Seltzer, pep him up a little bit there or something, because he don't like us the way he is now.
Nervine would do it.
Anything would help him. Just to be honest, Lum, I don't believe he likes the work he's doing. That's his whole trouble.
Well, I think he's just cross at us, Abner.
Well, his whole trouble is, Lum, he wanted to be a sailor. That's the trouble.
Wanted to be a sailor?
That's what he said, according to Mr. Walford. Mr. Walford is telling me this morning that he told him yesterday, said if they'd have told him in law school that he was going to have a case with us in it, he'd have run off and joined the Navy.
Oh, I guess that's the trouble, then.
Now, he wants to be a sailor. That's his whole trouble.
Well, it just seems like everything we do gets him more upset.
Oh, he pounds that gravel? He's going to beat that...
Gavel.
Huh?
Gavel, that is.
Well, whatever it is, he pounds it. He's going to beat that desk right down flat on the floor and looks at me and glares donkeys.
Well, you keep interrupting him, Abner.
Well, I won't interrupt him. This is us being tried, not him. They ain't going to do nothing to him. Is there any way we could get a different judge in there, Lum?
I don't think so. I studied about that. Too late now.
Well,
we could get some special friend of ours in there.
Yeah, I tell you, old Judge Tompkins over there at Mount Ida, he'd be a good one.
Oh, I don't know about him.
I believe I'll get up in there in court today and ask him if we can have Judge Tompkins.
Oh, now you just leave him alone now. You're going to make him madder than ever.
Well, he can't be no madder than he is now. I'll tell you that right now.
I just hope if they want to put Doc Withers on the witness stand today that he shows up instead of sending us a note about Mr. Johnson's goat having a relapse.
Yeah, oh, me too. That made that judge awful mad.
I know it. I don't see why that made him so mad.
Well, I don't either, but he fumed and beat that business.
Wasn't Doc's fault the goat was sick.
No.
Well, it might have been, too. I don't know.
Well, I don't either. Fact is, I never did find out just what was wrong with the goat this time. Did you?
No. What's more, I never wanted to.
Well, I'd love to know. Mr. Johnson's goat, as long as Doc's taking care of it, I'd like to see him do the best he can. Why don't we ask Mr. Walford if there ain't some way we can get another judge?
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I ain't so sure Mr. Walford could tell us.
Could tell us? What's the matter? Are you mad at us, too?
No, but sometimes he acts like he don't hardly know what's going on around here.
No, yeah, he does. But then again, he'll just get up there and talk his head off. Don't if he uses big words, too, as you know.
Oh, I know. Uncommonly big ones.
Not
he's smart.
With him at all.
He's a hard fella to figure out. You noticed once yesterday when it come time for him to cross-examine one of Squire's witnesses, I had to wake him up.
Yeah, I know you over there sleeping.
Sound asleep. He claimed he weren't sleeping, said he was just studying up some new line of attack.
Yeah. Say, Lum, what's that little magazine he's always reading? The racing form or something like that.
No, I don't know. I heard him mumbling something about El Lobo and Rusty Dusty. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, he's trying cases all over the country. I'll tell you that right now. He told me today, he said he had a loser, though. He lost a case out at Santa Anita. Some old woman he's trying said it was a murder, is what he told me there.
A murder?
That's what
he said. Must have been an old woman.
Yeah.
And out here he comes now.
Well, good morning. I guess we're about ready to resume operations here.
Yeah.
And from where I stand, it looks as though things are going pretty much our way.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the testimony Squire's attorney presented yesterday.
Yeah.
What can they do without the pearl? What can they say? The efforts to prove that such a pearl exists were pretty futile. And you undoubtedly observed that when I concluded my cross-examination, the jury felt the same way. So we've got nothing to worry about.
Well, I hope you're right.
As long as we've got the pearl, we're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, we...
Goodness, you know, they put on the stand is a mere waste of time.
I reckon who they're going to put on next.
I don't know. I think perhaps that fellow that couldn't make it yesterday, the one with the goat or something.
Doc Withers. Yeah.
I think that's the name.
Oh, well, he'll be all right. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah, but he's pretty forgetful.
Yeah, he is.
He's liable to get mixed up. No telling what he might say.
Well, I'll handle him in the cross-examination. Don't worry about that. Come on, let's get in the courtroom. As I say, it doesn't matter what witnesses they put on. As long as they can't produce the pearl, they don't have much of a case.
Well, when it comes time for us to give our testimony, will we use the pearl for evidence?
We may never have to. This is one of the easiest cases I've ever handled.
Wait a minute. There comes a judge. He must be going to start up again.
My good. I don't think this trial is going to last much longer.
Court will resume. Counsel for Plaintiff Skimp may continue presenting witnesses.
Thank you, Your Honor. We would like to call Mr. Lum Edwards.
Huh?
Mr. Edwards, the witness, sir.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm the defendant.
Mr. Edwards, please.
Well, I ain't one of their witnesses.
Go ahead, Mr. Edwards. You have to do it. They're within their rights. They have the privilege of using the defendant as a witness.
Are you sure?
Yes. I was just hoping they wouldn't do it, though.
A witness has been called. Will it please take the stand?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
Better be on your guard, Edwards. In this type of examination, they can ask you leading questions or practically anything else. Don't let them trap you.
Well, don't you worry about me. I ain't been a justice of the peace all these years for nothing.
Mr. Lum Edwards to the witness stand.
I'm coming.
Oh, I hate to hear
that. Wait a minute. Don't sit down. Raise your right hand. In the testimony you're about to give, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, none but truth?
I do.
State your name.
Huh?
Your name, state your name.
Columbus Edwards. Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, Polk County. President of the school board and inventor of the world-famous Lumburger.
Sit down.
The witness will answer the questions as briefly as possible.
Yes, sir.
All right. You may proceed with the witness, Mr. Dowell.
Mr. Edwards, you operate a restaurant in Pine Ridge called the Meadowlark, do you know?
I do.
Did you ever have a customer in your restaurant named M.K. Skink?
Yes, sir.
Is that person in the courtroom? Can you identify him? Can you point him out?
Why, sure. That's him sitting right over there.
Ah, yes, all right. Did Mr. Skimp at any time order food in your restaurant?
Yes, sir.
What did he order?
Oh, I disrecollect. Different stuff. Mum burgers, pancakes.
Did he ever order any oysters?
I object. Overruled.
Did Mr. Skimp ever at any time order oysters in your restaurant, Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, he did.
How big was the pearl that was found in those oysters?
I object. On what grounds, Mr. Walford? Why, my objection is founded upon the grounds that my colleague, Mr. Dowell, is questioning this witness on a matter for which no basis has been established.
May I remind you that the witness on the stand is the defendant, and therefore counsel is not restricted to the rules governing the examining of the plaintiff's witness.
Your Honor, may I submit...
It is the opinion of the court that inasmuch as the article of property involved in this action is a pearl, it is permissible to question witnesses regarding it. Overruled.
Mr. Edwards, what was the approximate size of the pearl found in the oysters ordered by Mr. Skimp?
My client doesn't have to answer that. That question presupposes knowledge which has not been proved in any testimony presented thus far.
All right, I'm perfectly willing to withdraw the question. Mr. Edwards, was there anything found in the oysters ordered by Mr. Skimp?
I object. Overruled.
You will answer the question, Mr. Edwards?
My client does not have...
Your client's counsel is liable to be fined for contempt.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Mr. Edwards, was there anything found in the oysters ordered by Skimp?
Well,
Yes, they were.
And what was it?
Watch out, Mom.
Don't worry, Abner. I can handle this.
Order! Let's remember that this is a court of law and not a high school debating society.
I agree with you, Judge.
Mr. Edwards, I understand that you're a justice of the peace.
Yes, sir. Polk County. Been in office for over 20 years. I've married more than 80 young couples, and most of the marriages have turned out good. What was you want to ask me about my office?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Proceed, Mr. Dow.
Mr. Edwards, you stated that something was found in the oysters ordered by Mr. Skimp. Now, what was it?
A little stone.
A stone? What kind of a stone?
A round one.
Would you say it was a valuable stone, or a pearl?
Well, now, I ain't no expert on pearls, and to tell the truth, I wouldn't actually be able to tell a pearl from a marble.
That's a fine law.
Order!
Mr. Edwards, would you mind showing the jury the stone that was found in the oyster?
I object. I object.
I'll withdraw the question. Mr. Edwards, the other plaintiff in this case, Mr. Milford Spears, said that this so-called stone was 3/4 inch in diameter.
3/4 inch? Why, that's ridiculous.
That was Mr. Spears' statement?
Well, Mr. Spears is way off his base.
Can you prove that?
You dad blame right at you. Here, you can take a look at it yourself.
No, no.
There ain't no 3/4 inch to that thing. You can look at it yourself.
No, it isn't. Your Honor, we ask that this stone be admitted into evidence.
I object. This is not the proper method of introducing the evidence, Your Honor. We've been tricked.
Oh, my goodness, what have I did?
Order! The court agrees that this is a rather unorthodox introduction of evidence, and also that there might be a question of it being admissible evidence at this point. Therefore, the court instructs that the stone be marked Exhibit 1 and admitted into evidence for identification only. Mr. Clerk, will you take the stone and so mark it?
Yes, sir.
Do I have to give it up?
The court has given you instructions.
Granny, there goes our 9 points of the law. Now we've lost possession.
We did worse than that. We've lost our call.
Yes, and it's hard to win a game of marbles without your towel. Friends, there's no mystery about a cold, and there's no secret about how miserable a cold can make you feel. And if you've got that stuffed-up, feverish, ache-all-over feeling right now, follow Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for prompt relief. B, be careful. Rest, eat, and dress sensibly. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to ease a scratchy, painful sore throat. And there you have Alka-Seltzer's simple ABCs in caring for a cold. Keep Alka-Seltzer on hand, ready to act promptly with fast relief when you catch cold. And when asking your druggist for Alka-Seltzer, get an extra package, too. This makes you sure of a good supply. Now, this is Gene Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. An adequate supply of vitamins is necessary for good nutrition and good health. To help find out if you need supplementary vitamins, try this one-a-day home vitamin test. Ask your druggist for the 60-capsule package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. They cost only $2. Take one capsule each day for 60 days. If you do not believe that taking one-a-day brand vitamins has been a good thing for you, your druggist will refund your money. To try the one-a-day home vitamin test, get genuine one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. They're guaranteed by Miles.